In the lunchtime edition, the NUPW calls for beefed up security at the hospital and polyclinics following a violent brawl that led to arrests. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley and other regional leaders commenced talks in Ottawa with the Canadian Prime Minister at a CARICOM Canada summit. U.S. President Biden gives strong support to Israel in a high-stakes visit to Tel Aviv, and weather-wise, Barbadians advised to expect showers from Thursday night as a weather system passes just to the north. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The National Union of Public Workers is calling for greater security at healthcare facilities following a violent brawl at a polyclinic. The fight, said to have occurred 2 weeks ago, involved three people and reportedly led to injuries, damage to furniture, and subsequent arrests. There appeared to be little to no intervention to stop the brawl as it spread through the facility. A video of the incident has been circulating on social media. The NUPW General Secretary, Richard Green, believes the security at healthcare institutions is inadequate. He wants stricter security procedures and an increased security presence.
It is unfortunate that the diminishing civility and respect for law and order has spread into the healthcare institutions. In light of the recent violent incident at the polyclinic and the past incidents at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the NUPW believes that the security at the healthcare institutions should be augmented. Consideration should be given to increasing the manpower of the public security guards and improving the methods of security screening at the points of entry at these healthcare facilities.
He says healthcare facilities need to be a safe environment for both staff and patients.
Healthcare workers deserve to work in a safe environment that is free from violence and intimidation. The work of healthcare workers does not need to be made any more challenging at this time. Patients accessing public healthcare should feel comfortable in attending appointments and visits without having to worry about the threats to their life and to their limbs.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green. The Attorney General Dale Marshall, meantime, has been highlighting government's efforts to tackle crime with a focus on prevention. He was speaking at the opening ceremony of the three-day Caribbean Court of Justice Law Conference being held here in Barbados. Mr. Marshall says government's emphasis is on preventing people from committing crimes.
What we really need to do is to stop people from becoming criminals. And if we put a significant part of our resources into diverting people from entering that particular pipeline, then we really are beginning to address the criminal justice problem, but in a different way. I know that what we're here to talk about is how to fix the system. But I did say that as an elected member of parliament, I stand in the breach. So one of my responsibilities is not just how to fix the system, but put another way, how to make sure the system has less work to do. That is really when we will have made significant strides in Barbados.
Barbados Attorney General Dale Marshall. Meantime, the chairman of the CCJ Academy for Law and conference co-chair, Justice Winston Anderson, says the duration of time individuals are being held on remand awaiting trial is unacceptable. Justice Anderson sees this as just one of the aspects of the criminal justice system that must be reformed.
Persons accused of crime are sometimes deprived of their freedom for 5, 10, 15, or more years by euphemistically being referred to as being on remand. These and other features of our criminal justice system are not acceptable.
CCJ Justice Winton Anderson in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados-led Bridgetown Initiative on funding and regional and international economic and security issues are key agenda items as Barbados Prime Minister Motley and regional counterparts commence discussions with Canada's leadership in Ottawa today. Delivering remarks at the opening of the CARICOM Canada Summit, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a new partnership agreement with CARICOM.
Today, we're bringing our relationship and our friendship to the next level with the launch of the CARICOM Canada strategic partnership. Deepening and strengthening our relationship will help us tackle urgent challenges together, creating good jobs, ending poverty, growing the middle class, making life more affordable, fighting climate change and protecting the environment, including protecting our oceans, which I know is, and building, of course, a secure, peaceful hemisphere and a secure, peaceful world.
Mr. Trudeau notes that the summit takes place at a time of global volatility. He disclosed that he and the CARICOM leaders have been discussing the Mideast conflict.
The summit obviously comes at a time of great turbulence. Following the terrorist attacks perpetrated by Hamas, the conflict in the Middle East is reverberating around the world. And already this morning and last night, we've had some important conversations around that. We're all monitoring the situation closely. And Canada, like I know CARICOM, will always, both of us, continue to stand for the protection of civilian life and the rule of law.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking on behalf of the CARICOM leaders. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, the CARICOM chairman, called for an end to the Hamas-Israeli conflict, noting its potential to affect the global economy and the economies of the Caribbean states.
In this regard, CARICOM has joined the responsible members of the international community in calling for an end to the hostilities. It is our hope that all parties will work together for a lasting solution to the cycle of violence.
And U.S. President Joe Biden has said a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital appears to have been caused by Palestinian militants backing Israel's account of the incident as he visits the country. Mr. Biden, who landed in Tel Aviv this morning, said he was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion. And the Barbados Meteorological Services is monitoring the development of a system expected to pass just north of the island, which will bring some shower activity from Thursday night. Our top stories. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, calls for beefed up security at the hospital and polyclinics following a violent brawl that led to arrests said to have occurred at a polyclinic about two Saturdays ago. Barbados's Prime Minister Motley and other regional leaders commenced talks in Ottawa with the Canadian Prime Minister at a CARICOM Canada summit. The U.S. President Biden gives strong support to Israel in a high-stakes visit to Tel Aviv. And Barbadians advised to expect showers from Thursday night as a weather system passes just to the north. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.